Wise Guys podcast coming straight from my walk-in closet. Tonight we're going to be talking about the time I got arrested for a $7 taco. Also, we got Mr. Jordan Alma back on the show from the last episode we had that got over 1,000 views. Thank you guys so much. He actually went to jail and dropped acid. True story?
Yeah, it was like a trip on a little rocket ship.
Oh, that's insane. And also, okay, everybody brace yourselves. Eric, everybody knows E-Money. Eric's the old man of the show. Brace yourselves for this, guys. What did you do, Eric?
Dangerous. I'm surprised you guys wanted to be in the same room with me.
I
spent 5 whole hours.
I fear my butthole.
In jail.
What?
And I raped like 18 dudes.
Oh my God. What did you do?
But no, I got busted with an expired license.
What? Oh my God.
Can we get solitary confinement for this guy?
This is insane.
Yes, I can't. I'm so amazed.
I don't feel safe. Also, we are going to be recording this show live. We are on the YouTubes, guys. So we're right here on this camera. We're going to have another camera over here at the time. But right now, we got this one. So tonight, we're going to be talking about the times we all got locked up in those crazy-ass stories on tonight's show. Oh, man. So there's a lot of crazy stories that we're going to be talking about tonight, but I kind of want to start with the acid trip with Jordan. So, like, first of all, you're in jail. I don't understand how do you get drugs in jail? How does that happen?
The only way.
Well, I suppose if acid comes in blotters, it'd be pretty easy to hide.
Yeah, but where do you hide it?
Up your butt.
Up your butt.
In your butt cheek?
So who...
Butt cheek.
You took some butt acid, bro.
Acid.
You took some butt acid. So So do you just not ask questions at that point? Or are you just like, I'm just going to take this acid, so fuck it.
So I took the acid, good. But... After I took it is when I asked the questions.
You're like, I'm going to take a bite out of this, and then I'm going to ask later how I was prepared. So how was it, like, given it to you? Like, hey, man, we got a bunch of acid. You want some? Or how does that even happen?
So, like, every time I go to jail, I'm already in. Like, I have friends when I get in there. Like, I walk in, it's like a hotel.
Hey, motherfucker, that's my cousin.
Hey, Jordan's back. Give him the blanket.
So we were all sitting around.
Get the soap.
We were having our 9 o'clock burrito at 9 p.m.
9 o'clock burrito?
Yeah, we were just having a burrito at 9.
I like 9 o'clock burritos.
We know you like 9 o'clock burritos.
9 o'clock, 9-inch cock burritos. Ah!
Did you make like a prison burrito? Or
Yeah.
What's in a prison burrito, real quick?
Yeah.
Ramen noodles, your choice of meats, and we took
meats?
Some...
You have meats?
Yeah, you can get like beef jerky. And, you can get like chicken and...
Chicken what?
What kind of chicken?
Just like strips of chicken stuff or...
Chicken stuff.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you mix your chicken with beef jerky?
Well,
That actually sounds fucking tasty.
You fucking sick fucking bastards.
I've eaten some weird shit and that doesn't sound too bad.
You wonder why you're diabetic.
No shit.
I'll actually make some supper for you guys one night, but...
Put a fucking cheese roll. Well, fuck, back in the Army, we used to make this shit called Ranger Pudding. They used to take your applesauce and your cocoa packet.
Yeah,
you mix that shit together, and you put your creamer in there.
Ugh.
And if you want to, you can crush up.
Gross.
They have these things called tank treads.
Tank treads.
It's a chocolate bar.
Okay, so it's kind of like a Hershey's bar, but
it's like
cheap, the cheap version.
Thick ass dense graham cracker covered in chocolate.
Gross.
And you crush that up in there, and you fucking eat that shit.
Dude, what's okay? I'm already grossed out.
Back to the prison burrito.
Well, what's the prison burrito though? So start over with the ingredients.
So like ramen noodles, your choice of your meat. You can use spicy pickle. We chopped it up.
Spicy pickle chips or
no? It's spicy pickle, like it's a hot pickle.
Oh,
so we would chop that up and then we drizzle the juice over top, and we would add hot sauce. And you don't really get very many veggies, obviously. You're in jail, so if you wanted veggies,
what makes it a burrito though?
Well, like
what the fuck do you wrap it in?
They just call it a burrito. Like
ass
naturally,
crack?
You just like you just take your hands and you mush that together in like a little mound. And then you take your toothpaste and use that as your spoon because you're not supposed to have a spoon. Oh. So I had to use my toothpaste tube.
It's like a walking prison taco.
So
yeah.
So have you ever been at home with normal food and been like, I kind of want a walk?
Oh, fuck yeah. when every time I go to jail.
Motherfucker got a cabinet full of Slim Jims and shit.
Yeah, hell yeah. Every
ramen noodles and Slim Jims, bitch.
It's like, why is he mushing his food together? We can wrap that in a fucking burrito. It's like, no, I got
You could have like real beef and put in that
Quit
shit.
Using the toothpaste, Jordan. We have spoons. All right, so what now? So you mound it together.
And you kind of just let it sit for a second, let everything ferment together. And then you divide it up because you don't just build the burrito yourself. Everyone chips in. So everyone that's in on that burrito contributes. Like someone might put in some chicken ramen, some beef ramen. Some might contribute to the meat, and some will put the cheese or the pickle. And then depending on that and how much you contribute to the burrito, that's how big of a section you get. So if you contribute like your little thoughts, well, you know, keep your thoughts back in your bunk because no one wants that shit.
I can't eat that shit, motherfucker. Ain't gonna fill my tummy.
I tell you what, bro, I wouldn't contribute shit, and I'd be like, you guys eat that. Like, do you have stomach aches the first couple of days you're in jail because of the shit you eat like that?
Fuck no.
Oh, man. So have you made a prison burrito not in prison?
Oh, yeah.
Gross.
Me and my roommates, we used to have prison burrito night.
Like a fucking spaghetti night, but a prison burrito. Yeah, like,
prison burrito night. Oh, fuck yeah, it's prison burrito night.
I got a text one night, and one of my roommates is like, so who all wants to contribute to the jail burrito night? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I do.
Oh, my God.
Take my fucking money, goddammit.
Did you have anybody in the group text like didn't go to jail? And they're like, what the fuck is he talking about?
No, everyone that I'm friends with has been to jail.
I don't want a prison burrito.
Except for my fiance. She has never been arrested.
Oh, God. All right, so you did the burrito, and so that's how it started, right? The whole acid thing? They were like, hey, we're going to have a burrito.
Yeah, and we had our burrito, and then...
burritos and acid.
Yeah.
At some point, someone had snuck some acid in. They were all out in the lunch area, and one guy had remembered he had snuck some in like a year prior.
Holy
and
shit.
Wow.
So this shit fermented. Like, it was strong. Like, when I put it on my tongue, I swear I saw fucking aliens flying through the windows.
So he was in lockup for a year?
No, he'd been in multiple times.
Oh, and he hit it.
It was a repeat offender.
Are you serious? This was like a fucking, like, oh, I've stayed in this hotel before. And he hid shit there?
Yeah.
And he just remembered, oh, shit, I hit acid here. Did he tell you, so, like, did he get locked up and he stuffed it in his ass and knew he was going
to
get...
No, some other guy actually just offered to stick it up his ass.
Oh, as they were in the cop car together or something?
No, like, when they were in the cafeteria, like, in the kitchen.
So, okay, so where did he hide the acid, though? Like, you know what I mean? At first, how did he get in, you know what I mean?
It was between two cupboards.
Oh, okay. So why does he have to stick it in an asshole at that point if it's already in the jail and cupboard?
To get past.
To get in.
Because you.
To the
get into
jail.
Your dorms.
He's only put in his
that.
Ass to get in the jail. Once he's in, he can find.
No, but where's the cupboards at, though?
That's where
in
he hid
the
it.
Kitchen.
At.
No.
In the kitchen,
like,
in jail.
Before you go back into your dorms or your bunks or wherever, they have to check you. Like, they do a check.
Okay.
Oh.
So he offered to stick it up his ass in case he got checked again.
No shit.
So
there's like, probably just drugs hidden in jail.
Oh, hell yeah.
Probably,
yeah. There was hooch in jail. Like, in county. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, we're not even in prison. We're just in county jail.
Yeah, no shit. That,
like, this
goes to show how many times people go to these places.
And this was just like a weekend visit for me. Like, I was just there for the weekend.
A weekend visit. It was just a nice little getaway. We were there for about a good 48 hours. It was just a nice Friday, Saturday. Got out
Sunday.
Nothing
else to do.
You know, I was so ready.
Raining and shit.
I was so ready to come home by Sunday. You know, my vacation was done by that point, and I was just a little weird out.
Had my cheat day with my prison burrito.
Well, I got pulled over, and I had some warrants out for my arrest. So they took me to jail, and I was there till Monday.
Okay, yeah, so that's good. That's backing the story up. So,
when I went in, I started making jokes to people, and everyone was like, so should we invite this guy in? So I was like, yeah, that's, or what do you guys invite me into? And they're like, we got acid. Yeah, and my face just lit up.
We're going to have butt acid and burritos.
We have acid. We have butt acid. He's so happy. So, yeah. Like, no shit. You probably were happy as fuck,
oh,
right?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I used to trip fucking hard.
But,
like,
okay, yeah, I'll ask that question later, so go ahead.
I used to take, like, 8 tabs at a time. I'm surprised I'm not permafried.
Not only that, but I'm just saying, like, when you were saying, you know, when they said, hey, we've got acid, you didn't even think about your surroundings. You're just like, sweet.
Yeah, no, I was just like,
well, fuck
like,
yeah, we got acid.
I was like, let's do it. So I did it, and, like, I was up forever just watching TV, and, like, the TV was, like, every time, like, letters would come up, it would be, like, circles. Just
did it melt?
Oh, no. Actually, my cheese did on my tacos, because we had tacos for supper that night.
That would have been awesome.
Oh, man. Like, the cheese, I thought it was going to attack me. I was scared. Like,
motherfucker, this cheese is coming to get me. That probably wasn't fucked up, though. That probably was real.
That probably was real. The cheese and all that shit? Holy fuck.
They get it out of a can. It's, like, 7 years old.
Well, like, I pushed it over to another guy. He's like, oh, cool. I was like, and as he started eating, I was like, oh, man, that actually looks good. So I started, like, taking chips and dipping into the meat and just eating it.
As the cheese was just gooing all over the fucking
and
place.
And he's just like, hey, man, you gave it to me. I'm like,
have you ever seen those fucking industrial-sized cans of nacho cheese?
Oh,
man?
Dude, the fucking straight-up commodity cheese? Oh, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So, okay, now you take acid in jail, and so break it down from the second you pop it and then explain your trip.
So I took it, and it took about 20 minutes to a half hour for
so
it to actually kick in.
Kicked in pretty quick, though.
Oh, yeah. Usually it takes about an hour.
Right.
So, yeah, this shit kicked in quick. And I was just, you know, laughing at everything because people's faces got funny as hell. My face was funny as hell because everybody was laughing at me.
Dude, you a funny-looking motherfucker, man.
How many people took the acid?
Everybody. Everyone that was in our area took acid.
How many people was that?
Like 32.
Jesus, 32 people. How much acid
shit,
was in
no
there?
Kidding.
There, the dude.
They
I'm pretty sure the dude
micro
had like
dots,
a sheet.
Or did they have
the guy had a full
sheet,
yeah,
or half a sheet or something.
And so that was enough for 32 people.
There's 50 tabs and half a sheet. So yeah, he had about half a sheet.
Wow.
Maybe a little less.
So everybody had at least a full hit.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
And like there were some people that took it like right away, and there were some people that like waited. So like. Jumping ahead a little bit, so like my trip was done, like I was in bed, and all I heard was just and I'm like, what the fuck? So I peeked my head up and I just see people laughing. And
was it SpongeBob?
I see the guard walking over and yelling at him like every 5 minutes. I was like, oh, someone's getting sent to J-Block today. Mm. But yeah, it was so like when I took it kicked in fairly fast.
And that was at dinner time.
Yeah, it was like noon, 1 o'clock area.
Okay.
And then it really lasted like a while. Like supper time was when they handed out the tacos.
Yeah.
It was like tacos with chips. You didn't even get a tortilla. It was bullshit. But
what fuck kind of shit is that?
Hey, tacos, yeah.
God damn it, I'm a criminal. I ain't a fucking asshole. Give me some damn tortillas.
That's a fucking straight up. That's called meat and chips. That's not a taco. Dude,
that's not even a walking taco because a walking taco's in a bag.
No shit.
You got a plate full of shitty fucking meat and some dry ass chips.
Stale too.
Eat
like,
it. Bitch.
Don't go to jail, kids. Don't go to jail.
It's a terrible place. Everyone here would know that. But fucking, yeah, so it was wild all day. People were, like, doing stupid shit. Like, this one dude, he somehow got a cigarette. I don't know how, but he probably stuck it through his butt. But
that's how it gets there.
They had, like, two little metal prongs in the outlet.
Special flavor.
And then took a piece of paper and touched it, and it lit the piece of paper on fire.
Yep.
So they ran into the shower and smoked it, and everyone was like, dude, grab those metal prongs. I was like, fuck no, I ain't part of natural selection. I'm already tripping. Last thing I needed to do was get electrocuted.
At any part of your trip were you like, fuck, I wish I wouldn't have done that. I wish I wouldn't have taken it.
Oh, yeah, because like the guards were like looking at people all weird. So I was like laying in my bunk in the fetal position just like, oh, fuck, I'm going bad. Here it goes. Bad trip, bad trip, bad trip. And then, like, everything went back to normal, and, like, I was done tripping. I was like, oh.
Oh, so you were like, bring the bad trip back.
Yeah, dude.
Bring some trip back. Right. Come on, man. Fuck.
When the bad trip started to kick in, what did it feel like? Because, like, okay, so just to break it down, you popped the acid at lunchtime. The cheese started melting. Shit was going crazy. You're laughing your ass off, having a good time. At what point did you, like, fucking, like, go, oh, fuck, like, I don't want to be on acid anymore? And what made you feel that way?
About 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock at night?
Yeah. They said,
damn, that last time was like a 10-hour acid trip?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, I took
that's pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Out of 50 tabs, he had some extra, so. I threw him a little bit of cash when I got out.
Nice.
I threw some on his books, but, yeah, it was a...
Fuckers doing drug deals in jail and getting money on his books.
So, I'll pay your grandma. I'll go fix her eaves.
So when it comes down to it, when you took the acid, would you do it again to pass the day, or would you be like, nah, fuck that?
I would never do acid in jail again.
You would never do it again? So, because everything you explained was kind of fun. So what made it so you were like, no, fuck that, I'm not doing acid again in jail?
You know, I believe in trying everything once. So, like,
but you've done acid 15 times, 1,000 times, Jordan. That doesn't, like, make sense. I believe in doing every drug outside of jail and inside of jail.
No, like, I believe in trying to do the drug in jail. And, you know, it was a good time all around. But the fact that it started getting sketchy with the officers walking around.
In which they probably weren't even looking at you, really. You were just tripping, right?
Yeah, well, I heard an officer say to another officer that all the inmates were acting weird, and I was just like, I guess I'm staying a little longer.
And then you got in a fetal position?
Like, I curled up ball in my bed, just rocking back and forth.
Did they say anything to you? Like, what's wrong with you, Albin?
No. Every time they walked by, I just, like, laid flat, and I was just like, compose yourself.
Try to act as normal as possible.
And then like, I looked over and, like,
that's my bust.
My bunkie was just took his tab, and I was like, you're in for a ride.
Was he, like, excited for it, or was he like, oh shit?
He's like, what kind of ride? I'm like, you're gonna roller coaster up like the Wild Thing and just boom. Like, you're gonna hit rock bottom. Like, oh, sandy fucking cheeks. Boom, done.
Oh, shit, just over with.
And he got a little scared, and I was like, but then it's gonna mellow out, and you're gonna be all right by the end. Don't worry, I'm here for support. I wish I would have had someone for some support, but
I'm here to hold your hand.
God, so, well, there's your answer. When it comes down to doing drugs in jail, don't do it. Outside of jail, go ahead, kids, go crazy.
Drop all the acid you want.
All the acid you want to do. So,
yeah, it's fun.
Crazy story, Eric. When you had to sit in jail for that bullshit, those charges that you were talking about, the bullshit ass charges, like, were you at any point just kind of like, why the fuck am I in jail? Like, you were in there. How do you even get locked up and have to sit there for 5 hours for fucking traffic tickets, basically, is what it is?
Like, well, it was an expired license. The first time was probably not so bad, but after your third fucking time, they get the, hey, it's going to cost you some fucking money here, bitch.
Yeah.
I didn't have no fucking money on me.
Right.
Well, because they lock your shit up, they take all your fucking cash. So my wife had to friggin' run down and
you were with your wife at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so this is how back? Far back?
1934. Fuck you.
Back when the Model T was still a thing.
I know, right? You can't go over 30 in those cars anyways. I don't know how you got pulled over.
No, it was probably five years ago.
5 years ago?
Yeah.
Shit.
So, and she had to come down there and fucking put money into this weird fucking automated shit the cop shop.
That
pay
took
my
your,
shit.
That took your hundreds, but they were like, she put like $100 in there, like it verified as a dollar bill. Like, I put $100 in there, bullshit.
Well, some shit like that happened because her brother had given her a $2 bill,
And what some the of the you fucking... paid your fines? No. I feel like that should be the title of this fucking podcast, if that's the case.
Pay your fine with a $2 bill, motherfucker.
All right, go ahead.
And go get you a $7 tax. But no, she had a $2 bill. The fucking thing didn't register her, like, one of her $5 bills. So she had to sit there and fucking dig out her $2 bill that her brother gave her umpteen many years ago and fucking dig out change and go to her car and get fucking change for this shit. And I'm like, this is some bullshit. And I'm sitting there for 5 goddamn hours it took him to fucking process my ass after she paid the fine. I'm like, why the fuck does this take so long? It ain't like I'm a fucking hardened criminal. Just get me the fuck out of here. She paid the money. Got the fucking... Even with the house, get me the fuck out of here. No, nope. Right. 5 hours. She paid within the first hour.
Don't you hate that? Like,
it takes forever.
Every time. I could get told I'm being released at like 12 o'clock, like noon. I'm not leaving the jail until 7 p.m.
It's so bullshit.
What happened though?
Every time.
It
every
takes so long to release her. Gotcha.
Except for the last time I went to jail. But like every time I go to jail in Sioux Falls, I could go in.
Jails and fucking hospitals are the worst.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to release you at 10. They release you at like 3 the next fucking day.
And so that was the whole thing with you, basically, just having to be there so fucking long.
That the time previous that I got busted, me and a bunch of my friends were out, you know, partying on the town and shit like that. And this is probably about 15 years ago.
Don't worry, I'll edit out the coughs.
The driver got busted for a DUI. Unbeknownst to me, I had $199 unpaid speeding ticket. It's 3 o'clock in the fucking morning. No, it must have been about 2-ish. Anyways.
And you weren't drunk?
I was pretty tipsy, but I wasn't driving.
Oh.
I was a passenger. Oh. So they're running it, but they run everybody in the fucking car.
You know what you do in those positions always?
What?
No. You say no. Say I don't want, and they'll get in your face, and be like, no, you don't have to run my ID. That's not the law. It's not the law. They say that to you because it's your choice. You'd be like, well, honestly, sir, I know it's my choice, and I'd rather not.
Yeah.
But they'll get at you as if you're trying to like go against the law and blah blah blah. So you're like, well, I don't have my ID with me, and honestly, there's no reason for you to run my ID. It's against the law. It really is.
I mean, being a passenger, it makes perfect sense.
It is, yeah. It's against your rights, but go ahead.
But, yeah, they ran my shit. I had a $99 unpaid speeding ticket. 3 o'clock in the morning. I had to call my fucking mom from the jail phone, which you have to wait in line, and is probably the grossest. I would rather lick your fucking toilet seat than talk on. I'm sitting here like long distance fuck. Ma! Ma!
You'll be able to see this on the YouTubes.
Bring me $100 on the YouTubes. Fucking, and she said, there's nothing fucking open. She didn't have $100 cash on her. So she had to go to like 2 different grocery stores and write fucking checks.
No shit.
To get this money. I'm like,
speaking of checks, wait till you hear my $7 taco story. But go on.
But yeah, that was one of my first experiences. Other than that, I haven't, thus far in my life, I haven't had a whole lot of interactions with jail.
Yeah.
But those are my, I know. Well,
no, that's scary shit, man. I mean, fuck, you could have died.
Those jail phones aren't that right? Bad, though.
Jordan's like, fuck you. You like, don't get to judge what's gross or anything, burrito boy. That's disgusting, dude. That's nasty.
I walk over to that phone. I kick my feet up, I set a chair down, I type in my inmate ID number, and I dial the number I'm trying
to call. God, he knows it, too. Like, just like his back of his hand. It's like, I check into work that day, I punch in, and I fucking just go to work.
I think my inmate ID number is 296-4525.
What's so disgusting, like, side note for the wise listeners, Jordan and I got locked up together once. Yes, it happened. Everybody gets breakfast in the morning, so think about jail food as it is. You get some cereal, some gross, stale-ass hard cinnamon roll, and you get some nasty juice, some nasty stuff, and then you get in this little plastic container a fucking disgusting-looking hard-boiled egg that everybody on planet Earth would look at and be like, yeah, no, I'm definitely not eating that shit. 4 or 5 people got them. This nasty motherfucker eats his, mine, and 3 other guys' fucking jail's hard-boiled eggs.
Gotta get that protein.
It's probably not even a fucking... It's probably not even a chicken egg. It's probably like a damn...
It might not be, or half of you bite into it, and there's a half-bred fucking chicken in there just like... Just fucking like gross as fuck.
We're gonna come out of there and like there's like fucking half a body and like a wing.
Oh god, we're gonna take a break for our sponsors here for Dollar Shave Club, and we're gonna get to the $7 taco story. All right, so the $7 taco story. So I was out and about actually driving with
Miss Daisy
and four other guys that I worked with, and I was like the manager of this van. And we were driving around, and we were knocking doors to get in to sell vacuum cleaners. Pretty funny story. That's for another show. And actually, when we were going and we were working, basically, I'm the manager. I'm getting these guys in houses. I'm doing all this stuff, right? And then all of a sudden, we get pulled over for knocking doors, right? So they run everybody's IDs in the car and blah, blah, blah. And the cop says, Mr. Dorme, would you come back here, please? And I'm like, yeah, no problem. So I figured he's going to come and tell me, hey, you guys can't be doing this. You can't be knocking doors, blah, blah, blah. He brings me back to his car. He's like, sir, would you please put your arms around your back? I'm like, what? No. Like, what are you talking about? No. And he's like, would you please put your arms behind your back, sir? I was like, okay. And then he cuffs me. And I'm freaking out at this point. Never been arrested. Never gone to jail. Nothing. And he's like, you have a fine, unpaid. I don't know. It's not telling me what it is. It's not telling me what you did. But it's just telling me to arrest you. And this is a new fucking cop. Mind you, I'm getting arrested in front of my fucking employees. Like, you know what I mean? They're going out on the job. It was like one of these guys' first days and shit. And I get fucking arrested. So think about that. That's fucking really shady. Anyway, so I get arrested. I go back to jail. And I was like, so what exactly is the charge? They're like, well, you wrote a bad check, it looks like, here for a Oofta taco. I'm like, what? Yeah, Oofta taco. I was like, what was the amount? I was like, and he's like, it looks like it was $7.38. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? Okay, so reverse now. I'm 19 years old. I'm fucking my first bank account when I'm in college. We go to a fucking fair. We see this stand called Oofta Tacos. The tacos are $7. I write a check for the taco, and I don't think about it. And I, like, end up later eating the taco. Of course, I eat the taco. Taco is delicious. And then I fucking go and close the bank account later because I move to a different bank. Well, I did that before that check cleared. And as that check clears, it bounces, obviously. And I'm working for another company at that time, but this guy that owns a food truck actually calls me and says, hey, Mark, you wrote a bad check for the tacos. I don't want to turn it in. It's $8. You can literally just pay me, and I won't turn this in. You know what I mean? Like, there's no point of you going to jail or getting a fine for this. Just come pay me my $8. So he's a really legit guy about it. He calls me, and I'm like, oh, yeah, man, for sure. Like, thank you for calling me. I'll definitely do that. Hang up the phone. I'm like, fuck that guy. I'm not paying for that shit.
$8
for a taco. Go,
you can
fuck.
Really literally get busted and, like, arrested. So, like, arrested for a $7, $8 taco.
Let me finish. So he turns it in, and it's a fucking bad check charge, right? So after he turns that shit in, because I told him, like, in my, you know, I said, fuck that. I get something in the mail stating, hey, you have a fine now. The fine for a bad check in the state of Minnesota, all the charges, everything else, ended up coming to $178. That taco cost me $178.
You feel like a retard, don't you?
Oh, horrible retard. But it gets worse. So I literally pay the fine, okay? This is before I get arrested. I paid the fine. It's all done. They're like, okay, Mr. Dorme, we're going to end up and we're just going to send you a letter in the mail. You have to check guilty, mail it back, and we're good. So they ended up sending that packet to an old address where I used to work, where I used to live. And my buddy, old roommate of mine, Ryan Bolchez, fuck you, was actually there. And I was like, Ryan, I'm going to get this package in the mail, asshole. When you get this package, would you please, it's like, it's already, you know, there's a fucking stamp on it. All you have to do is check guilty for me, send it back in the mail, and then I'm done. Like, this is over. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, man, I'll do it. I got it. Yeah, no problem. I'll check guilty for you. Just sign your name, Bob. I'll send it in. Well, he never does that. I pay the fine, but I don't check guilty and mail it back. 2 years pass. That's when I get pulled over. And the fucking cops pull me over. They take me to fucking jail. And this was an hour away from where the actual bad fucking ticket was, or where the bad check was written. So they extradite me an hour away the next day.
Over $7?
Over this $178 ticket. Now, that and think about this for a second. This ticket was already paid. So I spend one full night in jail. And these guys in jail, by the way, were fucking hilarious. Like, they're like, hey, how many jailers does it take to fucking screw in a light bulb? You guys know? We'll check into it. Because anytime you click the fucking button, they're like, sir, we don't have any blankets in here. Could you please send somebody whatever? Any question you ask the jailer, they're always like, we'll check into it for you. So they're like, how many foot? So one Mexican Indian guy goes up there. He's like, hey, ma'am? And she's like, yes. He goes, how many jailers does it take to screw in a light bulb? Like that, they didn't think that was very funny. So anyways, they extradite me. No, so funny.
I wish we would have tried that when we were in jail.
Yeah, no shit. We tried to hit the button, and they were fucking didn't even answer us.
They were mad at us. They got mad at me.
Right. And so what's fucked up, right? So not only does that happen, they extradite me an hour away the next day to see a judge. I get a lawyer guy come up to me, and I'm like, I paid this fine. I know I paid this fine. And the judge or the lawyer guy looks at me. He's like, well, whatever. He didn't believe me. Goes through everything. He looks at it, and he's like, yeah, you did. You paid your fine. The judge looks at me and goes, sir, you know you can't write bad tickets, right? Or bad checks, right? That's against the law. I was like, Your Honor, I know, and I paid the fine for it. I learned my lesson over a year ago. It's a technicality that I just didn't check, not guilty. And now that's why I'm in front of you. And so that happened, literally. A $7 taco that I paid the fine for, that cost me $178. That was already fucking bad. But then I had to fucking spend the night in jail for it. For a taco.
Ridiculous.
And it wasn't even a fucking Taco Bell taco.
So I take it you didn't get a prison burrito?
No.
No prison burritos for you on that one.
I'm pretty sure that day they got their commissary, and those guys were pretty fucking pumped about it because they'd been waiting a long time.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, commissary days, jail burrito.
Dude, they were like fucking, they looked forward to that shit, and I was like,
man,
I don't want to know that shit. Fuck all that.
Like, sometimes there's dudes that get like $150 worth.
Holy shit.
They'll have people
shit.
Send them $50 care packages. They'll get bags of ramen and bags of sodas and just bags. And you can have up to $150 worth of stuff.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And so these guys have little mini markets in their bunks.
Oh, yeah. This one dude said he was going through $800 a month.
Jeez.
Well, if you think about it, it's not really much. But if you got to go to like a drug addict spending like $2,000 a month in drugs, you know what I mean? So I guess $800 in like snacks is probably better.
Yeah.
He told me that. I was like,
that's a lot of
food. I brought $200.
So did he like, and then he just, was he like the fucking bargainer of the fucking area? Like,
no, everyone just had fucking food for, like people, when they would play poker,
yeah,
they would use ramen as chips. And the winner, like, would get, like, all this fucking food. Like,
oh, that's fucking hilarious.
This one dude, it was his last night. He won the whole thing. He got, like, everybody's shit. He got, like, 30 packs of... I looked at him. I was like, so what are you going to do with that tomorrow? I was like, I don't know. I'll probably take it to the halfway house with me. I was like,
motherfucker.
I just didn't even notice that. I just kind of shook my head and walked away.
That's like the movie Rounders when the guy wins all the cigarettes and his last day when he gets out, and then they show him walking out of prison. He just throws them in the trash.
Damn, yeah.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. So the guy wins all the food. He's like, I don't know. I'll probably take all these winnings with me. As if it's money and shit. Yeah. Like, he's all proud.
I'll probably just take this shit with me because you bitches don't need this.
Yeah. I was at least hoping he'd be like,
fuck y'all.
Here, have all my ramen. I would be like, ooh, he's skinny.
How do you cook the ramen in jail?
You actually just put it in your bowl, and then you set a, you get like the warmest water you can out of the bathroom.
Oh.
And then you just set a book over it and let the,
that does not
let
sound
the noodles.
You just let it get soggy.
Yeah,
it's soggy ramen, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking delicious.
It's so good. It's the best. I suppose.
We'll actually make a YouTube video for you guys, and I'll personally make it.
That's like, actually, yeah. We should do jail time food with Jordan.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'll do it.
Prison.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Jail time food with Jordan. What's coming to you soon?
Jail is where I learned hot sauce makes everything better.
Oh, yeah. I learned that in real life already, but that's fucking, yeah, like, yeah. I've been in jail. I'd probably put that all over. I probably could eat a prison burrito if you put hot sauce on it.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
So, guys, we did mention that me and Jordan did go to jail together. If you guys want to hear that story, that's going to be the $5 Patreon episode. This actually just happened. There was a girl involved. A girl got punched in the face. We actually got involved, and Maybe we did something back. I'm just gonna leak that much. As far as it goes, is we were locked up together. Actually, got locked up in the same drunk tank together, with three other dudes. All I have to say is Jordan is never allowed to spend the night at my fucking house, fucking ever. That's all I'm gonna say. And it's not because my butthole hurts. That was fine. I would rather deal with that than what the fuck you dealt with.
I use a little extra spit.
So other than
the Vaseline, honey.
You got any other stories for us, Eric? You got any other input on this last jail episode? You want to go to jail? What would you do if your kid went to jail?
I would shoot him in the face.
You shoot him in the face.
I'd teach him how to make a prison burrito. I'd send Jordan over there. Jordan's going to teach you how to cook some shit in there, bitch.
Would you be mad at your son if he went to jail for one of those fucking stupid-ass charges like what you got charged for? Or would you be understanding?
You know,
Would you be understanding?
The dad in me wants to get mad at him and be like, you're a stupid-ass motherfucker, but I'm like,
why didn't you pay your fine? You could have just told me and I would have helped you.
I'd have fucking done it for you, but it's like, you can't, shit like that, you can't.
Right, because that's learning a lesson. That's a lesson
it's
you
like,
learned.
It's like, that's a life lesson. It's like, you know, this is something that's...
Every normal motherfucker's been locked up.
Yeah.
Like one time for something dumb. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And it's so dumb what they keep us locked up for. Like, literally, when I got locked up for that, dude, I was in jail for a day and a half. That had to have cost these taxpayers money. They gave me two meals. Like, come on. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way.
You got your $178 back.
Yeah, no shit.
I was in jail on a $140 warrant.
Right. For how long?
For Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
shut
Monday.
The fuck up.
It's $60 a day. They should have paid me.
So why couldn't you get bail?
I didn't know who to call. I was just like, I really don't want to ask someone for money. Because I was in no position to owe money.
Right, right.
I didn't want to owe anyone money. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to sit.
You just dealt with it. I'm going to stay the weekend.
Fuck it. I'm sleeping in. I ain't got to listen to no one bitch in the morning. Fucking the roommates can do whatever they want as long as they stay out of my room. Okay. I just kicked my feet up and went to bed.
So were they like, Mr. Almond, it's $170. So you want to call somebody to get you out of here? And you're like, well, no, I'm spending the night.
I'm good, bitch. I got a weekday plans.
Yeah, burrito.
We having burrito night, bitch. Like cooking this shit up.
JJ.
They were like, well, you have this card here. I was like, yeah, you can leave that card the fuck alone.
They're like, do you want to bail yourself out?
Bitch, that ain't your card.
Or do you want 70 ramen packets? You're like, give me the ramen.
All of the ramen. Ramen.
Give me your fucking ramen and about 25 of them Slim Jims and I'm good.
Hey,
you got any fucking cheese?
Some of them girl guards, they had a little booty to them. I mean, I had to put that in the spank bank for in the shower, you know.
You know what's crazy? I took a fucking shower now that I think about it too in that jail. And like the room was connected to a shower and I showered way too long. Like I steamed the whole shit up and they didn't say anything to me because it was my first night. But, like, in my only night, they're like, dude, if you would have stayed here longer, I would have told you, you know, you don't be staying in the shower too long. Or make sure half of it's cold because you're going to steam us all out. But I went in there and I jerked off in the bathroom shower, too. So, you know, just I treated it like a normal day. I was like, fuck it. Like, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, I can't be stressed out. But this last time, that $5 episode, you know, honestly, when I was up looking at the ceiling is the most paranoid I've been. Like, I wanted to get the fuck out of there. It was so annoying because we were in there for something that we shouldn't have done. And also in this $5 Patreon episode, we will tell you about how Mr. Eric smuggled cocaine.
In
my butt cheeks.
Yeah.
With a burrito.
And this is a real story, so this fucker should actually be in prison. But as far
probably.
As when it comes down
for
to
a lot
it,
of different reasons, but... Yep. That's one.
Going back to jerking off in the shower, though, I was in jail with this dude that was handicapped from a motorcycle accident. Like, he had to use a walker because he fucked his leg up. He told me he would go in the handicap slot, stare at the camera, and jerk off aggressively.
Oh, yeah, well, you're in jail.
What are they going to do?
What are they gonna do?
You're going to jail. I'm already here, bitch.
That's what he was going
I'm jacking the fuck off.
He was going to prison, like so he didn't care.
He was going to prison. Would they tell him, sir, stop, or anything, or you can't do nothing, right?
No, they couldn't really do anything. Like, they were just on the video. He was like, yeah, look at me.
Looking at that camera, look at that.
As he would wash his own like clothes in the shower, too. He wouldn't have it go to laundry. He would wash his T-shirts in the shower was his like soap.
Dude, that would have smelled so bad. Because I know you leave that shit dry, and it just got that stank, nasty mildew smell on it.
Right?
Fucking gross. Oh,
nasty. Well, hey, guys, we're the Wise Guys Podcast, and I feel like this is toward the end of the show. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Big nuts.
I love drugs.
I would like to say stay the fuck out of jail, because let's be real. All these stories are funny, but at the end of the day, it's the most miserable. It was the most miserable time of my life.
And there's no pussy in there that you can, like, access.
What about your 5 hours, bro? Were you like, I mean, think about that, though. Those five,
dude,
6 hours.
Dude, I ran a train on motherfuckers.
I thought he was going to
like,
get
fuck
deep.
It! Get over here!
I thought he was going to get deep and be like, honestly, yeah. Like, those 5 hours when I couldn't unlock the door and leave. I was like, no, I guess he was
you see, you get this, you kind of threaten him with what's coming towards you. It's like, motherfuckers be able to like, I'm gonna fuck you in the motherfucker. I'm gonna fuck you in the ass. Come here.
He was like, Bubba, get your ass over
here.
Oh,
yeah, no, yeah.
You're like, next, Jimmy.
They're like running towards the door from my motherfucker. That motherfucker's fucking everybody. He fucked me in my eyeball.
He's got herpes.
Oh, God. Hey, we're the Wise Guys Podcast. We say the things you don't want to say.
Prison burrito.